Plus, we might have to skip around because one of our people are not here. But since we have lovely supervisor, I don't know why I said lovely, Supervisor Jerzyk here, please call item number 4.
A resolution by Supervisors Jerzyk and Haas supporting the Aerotropolis Act of 2011.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I think you're lovely, too.
But not as lovely as you, though. Let's make that very clear.
The matching tie with the collar and your shirt, you're going out there.
Oh, yeah, but look at your blue and your brown.
Oh, right. Let's get on with it.
Now, you want to do this, or do we want to lay this over? Come on, talk to me.
I didn't know how much I had to skid that wheel.
You didn't have to skid it at all. Let's go.
The resolution before us, actually the timing is excellent on this, and I want to thank the chairman seriously for putting this on the agenda. We just had the Aerotropolis conference with Dr. Casarda here, and I know our county executive was there and participated, as did I as a member of the Aerotropolis. And one thing Dr. Casarda talks about is inside the fence and outside the fence development. Of course, inside the fence is the airport itself and under the purview of the county board and the governance of the county board, and none of that is going to change or is seeking to be in any way altered. And this county board actually has, and Dr. Casarda, when I talked to him, was very impressed with the fact that we understand the airport is a gateway. We changed a leasing arrangement from a national coffee chain to featuring the Alterra coffee chain, so 10 million visitors coming into this airport see some Milwaukee coffee business. You just adopted the Kohl's kiosk, which, of course, is a large brand in Wisconsin, and the visitors not only get to perhaps use the kiosk, but more importantly, they get to see the Kohl's brand. Harley Store is another example, the Bartolotta restaurant, and I could go on. Those are all examples of how the airport itself is a gateway to our businesses, economic development, and so on in Milwaukee County. Another thing that Sarda talked about was the outside the fence economic development, and this is where the Aerotropolis Corporation is going to be extremely important for the county. And their emphasis, of course, is on the economic development opportunities that surround the airport. The Aerotropolis concept, as it sounds like, is a city airport. It's an airport that really arises out of a city that arises out of the airport. And they often compare airports today to the trains of old. When trains were being developed in this country, every community fought to get a train depot in their community because they understood when you laid down that track, there would be business development along that track because, of course, businesses could use the rails to ship goods and to move people around, and that brought development to all of the cities. The airports of today are similar to that, only in the modern world. And, of course, we're no longer just talking about our country. We're talking about the entire world, where businesses really have to be light on their feet, move goods and services. And the original emphasis for the Aerotropolis started with the gateway bid, and we have to give Alderman Terry Witkowski a lot of credit for that. And Terry Witkowski and City of Milwaukee have been great partners. I talk often with the Alderman, and it's a very good example of intergovernment cooperation in that regard. And, of course, Terry Witkowski understands the importance of this airport to his entire district. I just want to give you one example of this concept. I have a nephew that works for Hospira. And that, of course, was a spinoff of the Abbott Labs, which is located in Illinois. The Hospira branch has now expanded into Wisconsin, just over the Illinois line. He travels about 100 days a year, tremendous travel. He usually comes into Mitchell unless there's some reason he has to be at O'Hare. He indicates to me that when he's in Mitchell, not only are the flights cheaper, But the parking, he can park in short-term parking, which is our most expensive parking here, and where most of us are probably parked right now. He can park in short-term parking and get fully reimbursed by his company, because his company reimburses based on the rates at O'Hare. And our short-term parking is actually less expensive than the long-term parking, which is much further away from the terminal at O'Hare. And it's more convenient to him. His company fully reimburses it. And it's one example of how Mitchell can compete with O'Hare. And, of course, sometimes our airport is called the third airport of this really huge metro area, which now starts from Gary, Indiana, and goes all the way up through Milwaukee County, a region of 12 million people. And we shouldn't run away from that label, by the way. We should embrace that. It's going to be part of the reason that this area continues to develop. Now, I can't tell you how important this airport is for South Shore economic development and health. We have the College Avenue development going on right now, which ever since I've been on this board, we've been fighting to get on track, and it finally is there, and we're going to get a very nice four-lane boulevard. You've got the 440th opportunity for development of airport-related properties. We are doing the 794 extension hearings as I speak. And that will be important to the development of this Aerotropolis economic community. The Port of Milwaukee, which we often overlook, the Port of Milwaukee is the largest port on the Great Lakes. It's much larger than Chicago. They don't have a good port down there. It's not easy to get in and out of. Milwaukee has the port, and we move most of the container traffic in and out of our port. All of that is related to the airport. It's a triangle, if you will, of interstate traffic, airport, and the Port of Milwaukee itself. I was at the Caterpillar opening, and a little bittersweet to see the Bucyrus brand leave South Milwaukee. But they have moved, Caterpillar that is, has moved their mining division headquarters now in Milwaukee. It's just south of here in Oak Creek. And they're very excited about being here and are talking about developing that mining division. It's not going to result in the loss of jobs. It's going to create jobs. I could go on and on with this, but the purpose of the resolution before you is to support some legislation that is in Washington right now. Gwen Moore is one of the co-sponsors of that. I've talked to Gwen Moore about the Aerotropolis and how important it is to the health of the South Shore. She understands it. She's been a good representative of my South Shore community and has been very supportive of not only the Aerotropolis but the Home Bridge and so on. So I'm very pleased that Gwen Moore is one of the sponsors of this. If we're successful in getting the Aerotropolis Act of 2011 passed, it will give opportunities to our Aerotropolis communities in getting grant funding to support many projects. It could support 440th development. It could support roads and bridges around the airport. So it's an opportunity for us to continue to support this economic development, which, in my opinion, is the greatest opportunity we have in Milwaukee County for developing jobs and creating a healthy community for everyone in the community, for everybody to have an opportunity to get more jobs and so on. So I would ask my colleagues on the board if you would please support this resolution. We will be sending information to Gwen Moore's office and the rest of our delegation that this board is on record supporting the Aerotropolis Act of 2011. And we have Tom Rave here this morning, who is the director of the Aerotropolis, and I'm sure he can add a lot more than I just have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Jersey, could you have, before board day, could you get us a copy of the Aerotropolis Act of 2011, since the resolution is...
I can leave this with you.
Right. Well, just so everybody... Because your resolution is supporting that, yet I didn't
right.
have a copy.
Right, and I thought I had sent everyone I had sent an email with the formal resolution attached. If you didn't get it,
okay.
I'd certainly get it again.
Right, I would just like that before
sure.
Board day.
We'll do
thank
that.
You.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Supervisor Jersey. And Supervisor Weishen, I'll just leave these with you. This is an actual copy. But real simply, this is about competition. of Milwaukee versus other areas around the country. And this legislation was introduced by Representative Steve Cohen from Western Tennessee, where Memphis is. Memphis has trademarked itself as America's Aerotropolis. They too have, as Dr. Casarda called it, quadrimodal, or four modes of transportation they can use for business purposes. Milwaukee's blessed, we have four also, with the port, the trains, the airport, and roadways. But this legislation defines an Aerotropolis transportation system as a planned and coordinated multimodal freight and passenger transportation network that provides efficient, cost-effective, sustainable, and intermodal connectivity to a defined region of economic significance centered around a major airport. So that's what it is. And Supervisor Jurczyk mentioned a few of the opportunities that may result. But basically, this extends an existing act in Congress managed by the Department of Transportation, where an Aerotropolis, if you're organized, you have your business plan together, you can apply for grants for projects for development or improvement of highways or bridges, public transportation system, if you just stop and think about that with the challenges we're having with public transportation, capacity of otherwise to improve freight or passenger rail transportation, development or improvement of a port or terminal facility, development or improvement of a multimodal terminal facility, intelligent transportation systems. So what we're asking for is that the county support and say this legislation is very important to the economic development efforts in Milwaukee County and, in fact, in the whole Milwaukee region. The city of Milwaukee has already gone to the Common Council and sent off a letter of support. We're asking Milwaukee County to do the same. I would add that from our own development efforts, just to refresh, that the Milwaukee Gateway Aerotropolis Corporation, which is a public-private nonprofit, this week we just received a letter from an IRS agent who finally got assigned to the application to be a 501c3, so I think we've answer a few simple questions, and that will proceed, which will open up the doors of alternative funding elsewhere for our effort. But there are the eight municipalities around the airport who are members. The county is a member. Sewer PAC is a member since we've last talked. The State's Department of Transportation is an official member of the corporation. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is a member of this effort. And I believe WIDA will also become a member. Wyman Winston, who is a current executive director of WIDA, is going to be much more active at economic development activities versus the housing activities that WIDA has largely focused its activities on historically. So, and interestingly, Wyman Winston, who worked for the city's Department of City Development, also worked in Portland, Oregon, where mass transit is very popular. He also worked in Atlanta and helped work on the Aerotropolis effort around Hartsfield International Airport and building parking structures. So he's already been familiar with this concept and strongly supports what we're doing. So I'm pretty confident that WIDA will also become a public member of this effort. So this concept has broadened, so people are beginning to realize that this economic development concept can benefit not just Southeast Wisconsin, but ultimately the whole state of Wisconsin. The benefits can be great if we keep on moving forward with that. So the support of Milwaukee County saying this is important legislation, and we encourage you and ask for your support in doing that would be very important. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and sir, my apologies. I found today that, indeed, you can get to the airport within about 10 minutes from the courthouse, for example. Let's just put that out there. And what I'd like to say, Mr. Chairman, is that this will provide opportunities not just for the south side, which is enjoying the growth of the airport, but for the city, the county as a whole. Many jobs are coming here. We're getting a lot of growth here in this part of town because of the airport. And I know the Aerotropolis project is committed to helping this region grow, to become stronger, to become more economically vibrant. And I learned at one of the recent Gateway to Milwaukee events, Mr. Ray, that we are now part of a mega region.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. I had not been previously. We're part of a mega region, but I think that development is good for us. As such, Mr. Chairman, I would like to move for approval of this motion.
We have a motion for approval. Any comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Thomas?
No.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair. Five ayes, one no. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much.
I have no objection.